Back to the DJV Health Program. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack Stockwell from his perch in Salt Lake City, Utah. He's a Nooka chiropractor and a GAPS practitioner. We're being joined by two folks who are also friends of mine. As a matter of fact, I've known these folks, Jack, longer than I've known you. I think that Marty Rosen, who is a chiropractor in the Boston area, I have been seeing him for pretty darn close to 40 years. He's a lot older than I am, and so it's sort of the value of his touch may be waning a little, but he's got a great wife, and so she's Nancy Watson is here. She's also a chiropractor, and the two of them have authored a book. It's All in the Head. They have been practicing the kind of chiropractic. It's not Nooka chiropractic, but the family chiropractic practitioner is dealing with pediatric chiropractic. And I guess this came to my attention because both my son and his wife are embracing this sort of treatment and attention for my new grandson, Jasper. So hello to the Rosens. Hello to the Stockwell. I'm going to actually step out of this. I want to have I'm going to get you started by talking about the premise of the book. But then I want Jack and you to kind of go back and forth as two expert chiropractors in different types of the same field. So, that's Marty, great. your focus on pediatric chiropractic, did that start at the beginning or did that sort of mature as your practice matured?
Well, the truth of the matter is I graduated chiropractic school and my wife was 7.5 months pregnant. And so when we started practicing, we had this new baby, and I realized that back when I graduated chiropractic school in 1981, they didn't really have a lot of information on pediatrics, and therefore I was kind of left hanging in the breeze. What do I do with this newborn baby that I know, you know, may need chiropractic care to help facilitate their optimum potential? So I had to kind of start to learn it on the fly. So it was actually part of the premise of my chiropractic career.
So did you do research in this, or was it just stuff that you learned in school that you could apply to youngsters, to babies?
So my mentor, one of my mentors was named Dr. Dejournet. He started a technique called SOT, and he wrote a lot about how important it was to check a child's nervous system. He said in the first 7 years, now we know it's in the first 1 to 2 years, because that's when the foundation of the nervous system is laid down. But he didn't have a lot of technique that applied to it. And maybe because he graduated chiropractic school in 1924, whatever the reason was, but he talked a lot about the necessity, just didn't have the skill set. So what I did is I learned a lot from him and tried to change his skill set or work within his philosophical constructs and anatomical constructs to apply it to the pediatric practice. So I started using his work and developed an entire pediatric program over a couple of years while I was working with him and learning from him at the same time.
So, Jack, let me ask you from the Nooka point of view, is there such a thing as chiropractic care, especially for Nooka chiropractic care for babies?
Babies have spines. And because babies' muscles and the cervical muscles are extremely weak, have a very hard time supporting that skull. And whether somebody drops them or they roll off the table or whatever else, for a gross accident, yeah, they absolutely need chiropractic care. But as Dr. Rosen's pointing out, just the development of their systems, we know that the myelin is what is the reason babies are so wobbly and falling all over the place is the myelin still hasn't formed on all of the nerves where it's necessary in those first 2 years. But it takes till they're about 7 or 8 until their entire nervous system is fully wired. My youngest patient was 4 hours old. It was a baby that was born at home with midwives, and they were familiar with me and my care, and it was having a very hard time breathing and had terrible Apgar scores. And I worked on the baby immediately, and within less than 10 seconds, you see its cheeks start pinking up, the whole body starts turning pink because its breathing apparatus was influenced negatively by a misalignment, a subluxation at the base of the skull at the top of the spine. Dr. Rosen and his wife are absolutely correct.
All right, we're talking with Dr. Martin Rosen, Nancy Watson, his wife, a participant in this as well as being a participant. I have a feeling she wrote more of this book than he did. Dr. Jack Stockwell, all of us together talking about the chiropractic care that youngsters need as we continue here on DJV Health. Back we are, not only with Dr. Jack Stockwell here. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Dr. Marty Rosen, who practices in suburban Boston. I've had experiences with him since, not being facetious, it's close to 40 years, I think. Not that I was one of your first clients, but I'm probably in the first few years of you being in practice. And Nancy Watson, who also was trained in this. So, Nancy, I want to bring you into the conversation. The idea of being concerned, as you were trained chiropractors, was there ever any hesitation? Did Marty have to talk you into treating the baby or making sure the baby was all put together, or was this something that you both easily agreed on?
Well, no, not at all. I mean, it's interesting because, you know, we're physicians, but I'm also a mother. And so the purpose of us writing this book was a piggyback on all the techniques. We've been teaching pediatric chiropractic for almost, well, we taught our first seminar in 1979. So we've been teaching longer than we've been practicing. And, you know, we teach chiropractors these techniques because we know how important it is. But we also, as a mother, I know when I was looking for something, every mother wants to make sure their baby's okay. You know, they want to hit their milestones. They want to make sure that they're on track for, you know, for the right development. So, you know, for me, anything that facilitated that, I was all in on. So certainly chiropractic care would have been first on our list. It was more of a fight of who was going to check the baby first, me or him. But I think we branched out into writing this book for the general public because we realized that chiropractors, yeah, can be trained, but it's the parents at home wondering, is my child, is this normal, or is my child supposed to look like this, or when are they supposed to crawl, when are they supposed to stand? And these are the kind of the questions, the developmental milestones that we wanted to address, not only in the, for our chiropractic professionals, but also for parents out there wondering if their child is on the right track for the right development.
I would ask all three of you if there is any danger involved because the child hasn't formed and doesn't usually form skeletal stuff until, you know, six or seven.
Yeah.
Is there any danger at all in this?
I'd like to address that. And the reason I'd like to address that is because, so I work for an organization called the ICPA, which have done studies on the efficacy of chiropractic care for pediatrics and safety. And actually, pediatric chiropractic care is actually safer than adult care. Now, Jack does NUCA, which is a very low force, very non-invasive specific technique. And we do, when we do SOT, our technique for the pediatric practice is, again, a very specific low force technique. It's not what people think chiropractic is. We don't twist babies' heads, twist their necks, twist their spines. So what I tell mothers who are concerned and what I tell the general population, that it's actually safer for us to adjust an infant or a baby than it is to adjust an adult, given the amount of force and the technique that we use. And the studies have shown that the safety and efficacy of chiropractic care for infants is far, far beyond any other procedure in the medical procedure. And so it's extremely safe and it's extremely effective. And again, the techniques are honed specifically for the infant spine, taking into account everything you just said, you know, and everything that Jack said about the myelin sheath. We work with what's called the dural-meningeal system. So it's not really like moving bones, what you think of, or people always think of chiropractors, but it's changing tension in what's called the dural-meningeal system, which wraps around the nervous system and the cerebral spinal fluid. And changing that tension is what affects bone growth, bone position, and neurological function.
I would say to both of you, because I know you both well, your practices would sort of sell the idea that it works because you're both very successful and it's hard to get an appointment with either one of you. So that's got to say that there's a lot of repeat business, if that's what you want to call it, repeat customers, repeat clients, repeat patients who come back because they benefit from the treatment. And I think that's spoken a lot to the issue that conventional doctors brought up 40, 50 years ago when chiropractic first came into vogue, that it was dangerous. This is a good way for people to get a primer from both sides, if you will. So we continue with Dr. Rosen, Dr. Watson, Dr. Stockwell in just a few moments. Here, Doug Steffen on this week's DJV Health. Second half hour of our DJV Health program. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's normally here in this spot, board-certified NUCA chiropractor practicing in Salt Lake City, Utah. along with Dr. Martin Rosen and his wife Nancy Watson, both chiropractors in the Boston area. They are the authors of a new book. It's All in the Head. And we were having kibitzing sort of back and forth, where Jack and Marty and Nancy were talking about their experience in school. And I realized that I should just sort of back out of this conversation and let the three of you bring into focus the continuing conversation of the need for this with youngsters, and not talk about those who, you know, would say, no, don't do this, because everybody's got to weigh the information on their own. The book is specifically, though, it is specifically about chiropractic in children. Right, Marty?
Yes, it is. That's the focus of it is children chiropractic, what's common, what's normal development, and how is important to monitor and check your children in the first year of life at the very beginning to determine how their neurological development.
Yeah, I want to say a little bit about how this book came about. We were actually teaching in the Houston area, probably 2018, 2019, and we teach pediatrics, and we always have a baby, a doll, to demonstrate on, but we had forgotten to bring our doll. So we went to a local toy store, and what we found in there was all these dolls that were distorted. Their craniums were distorted, their bodies were distorted, they were intense, tense, their heads had all different kinds of head tilts. And I'm looking, I'm going, that's not for the baby dolls that I grew up with or that you normally see. The babies are usually soft. And I realized that what's happening is that the toy industry is following what is common in the pediatric world. Like babies are tenser and, you know, they have flagellocephaly or flat head things. So the toy industry is following that model and developing these babies that are actually distorted. So for me, I thought, well, this is maybe common but it's not normal. It's not normal to have a baby born, or, you know, as a young child with, you know, with flat head spots or, you know, torticollis or any of this kind of thing. So I wanted to write a book with Marty to kind of talk to the general public about just because something is common and you see it all the time, it doesn't mean that it's normal and that there is the nervous system does have pre-programmed. Yeah, loops that, you know, for development and that babies should be hitting those milestones. And so that's what the book is about. It's about looking at what is normal for the nervous system versus what is becoming common.
And I just what's the format? How's the book laid out?
So it's laid out, it's read out in 10 chapters, and we basically start giving people some anatomy and physiology. So we talk about, you know, what it looks like. We also talk about human development, the different milestones. Then we try and give them the anatomy of what the structures are beneath, besides the cranium, the dorsomeningeal system. We talk about developing brain, milestones and reflexes, the nervous system. And then after that, we talk about shape. We have pictures of common and normal and what it's supposed to look like and how the cranium grows and how it shifts. So it is good for lay people. It is also good for chiropractors. One of the purposes of the book was not just was to give it to chiropractors, to especially people who do like cranial work or SOT or any low force work, to give it to their patients so they don't have to spend hours trying to understand how the nervous system works and why it's important. So we cover all those bases, everywhere from the anatomy and physiology to what it looks like, and also give them options of for care and why they should be doing it. So it's for lay people and it's for chiropractors, but the focus is to educate people, be they chiropractors, lay people, that there's a big difference between common and normal and what can be done about issues that you find.
And we do tell stories throughout our little case studies of people that have come into our office. And I'm sure you see this too, doctor, as a chiropractor, that oftentimes, you know, people come into our office and we're their last hope. They've been through so many different avenues looking for help. And, you know, it's a mother or a father, you know, parent coming in with a baby that, you know, hasn't slept through the night, you know, that's constantly distressed in a sympathetic overload. You know, all of these things, you know, the parents are, it not only affects the baby, but affects the whole family. If there's a baby that's not sleeping, that whole family's not sleeping. So we intersperse, you know, some stories in the books of some of the cases that we've seen, you know, of releasing this dural tension, knowing, you know, that the baby will then be more relaxed. So it's a book that I think will give people hope that if they do have a child like this, that there is hope for them, that there is something that can be done to facilitate a more normal.
Yeah, I mean, your story about the birth, just imagine if you weren't there, what would happen to that baby? You know,
oh, yes.
What their life been like? You know, we see that all the time. And one of the things that Ned said, it's true, we had one of the craziest things. I had a woman come in, she brought her kid to me after all these years because the child had not had a bowel movement. This was an infant. I think it was 6 months old, had not had a bowel movement for 21 days, and the pediatrician just kept saying, wait it out, let's see what happens. And So, you know, you see that kind of stuff. So, you know, chiropractic, because we're about functional potential, not just symptoms, that we have a different way of evaluating the spine. So your child may not be showing anything. Again, things like autism, neurodevelopmental disorders, even if you look at the CDC, they say don't start checking the child till age two. They actually have a statement on their website that's saying that your child should have a neurodevelopmental and autistic evaluation at age two. And what we're saying, by that time, it's often too late.
Yes.
That it should be from age zero. So, and we know, and there have been studies that say that, you know, cerebral spinal fluid and dura mechanics that are damaged even in the first 6 months of life will then manifest later on. So what we're saying in the book and what we're saying to parents is don't wait. If you see something that looks abnormal, if you're having a problem, get that child checked as soon as possible before the system starts to set up its own baseline, its own parameters.
And yeah, we do know. Go ahead.
Well, there's just so many adult patients that I take care of after they, you know, stabilize and recover and get the results they're looking for, keep saying things like, oh, man, I should have done this so long ago. Yeah, exactly. Just like Dr. Rosen was saying there a moment ago, these children need to be checked the day that they're born. I have many midwives that send newborns to me all the time. I mean, we see newborns every week. And Doug, you saw that hallway with all those kids' pictures plastered all over
the wall.
Well,
Marty has them also. And it's interesting because the two of you, your offices look similar. Marty's got a wall as you walk through into the office of all the children, young children. And some of them have been there doing, and I'm sure with you the same thing, going into the practice and doing what they need to do to maintain and enhance the quality of their life by having those adjustments. I believe in it. I have for a long, long time. Obviously, that's why I got the two of you here. Hold on a second. A couple of more moments with Dr. Marty Rosen and Dr. Nancy Watson, authors of It's All in the Head. It's a book about pediatric chiropractic. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with me. And now a word from the folks who help to make a lot of this work. It's time for you, if you have been situations where you've gained weight, lost weight, gained weight, lost weight, gained weight, lost weight. That yo-yo is not good for your body under any circumstances. That's why I recommend strongly that you focus on Calitrin as a natural supplement. It's made from three different ingredients, very simple. The all-natural approach is the one in long term, you take the long view, that always works. So if you want something that'll work, that keeps the weight off once you've lost it, go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, toploss.com. Understand, you take Calitrin at bedtime, go right to sleep. It works with your body's natural repair and regrowth stage, helping to support and strengthen the lean muscle tissue. Strong, lean muscle then assists your body in burning fats and sugars more effectively, and that results in weight loss, which is what you want. Keep it off with Calitrin. And right now, use the DJV code. You get free shipping, and you also get their powerful one for two or two for one, whatever. It's three for three. I think I like that one. That seems to be the most successful. Buy three, get three free. That's 3 months. And then another 3 months, you get 6 months of treatment to help you keep that weight off. Calitrin, Calotren, at toploss.com. All right, back with Dr. Jack Stockwell on DJV Health and Drs. Martin Rosen and Nancy Watson, focused on the book It's All in the Head. All right, so what else do you folks have in common, do you think? And I'm only bringing this up because when I talk to the two of you, I know individually your stories about how you've encountered the acceptance or lack thereof, the problems with insurance over the years, and the Centers for Disease Confusion and what they've said about chiropractic and, you know, all of the things that you have obviously overcome because you're both very successful. So was there a time, Jack, I'll go to you first, when you knew that this was going to be okay?
To take care of a child?
Well, no, just having to you've overcome all the obstacles of the lack of acceptance, at least governmentally, and among the AMA.
Well, I
and
guess
all
there's
the
some people that need that. I don't.
What?
I don't. The acceptance of the parents of the children once they see what happens to
care.
Their child.
You
I couldn't care less. I'm a cash practice. I don't deal in insurance.
He's going down that road, too.
Yeah, I have been a cash practice since the day I opened. And so, you know, I'll give patients a super bill so they can file for their own insurance reimbursement, but I don't even mess with that stuff.
Yeah.
But well, because of the effectiveness of clearing out any kind of neural problems with a newborn or a child in the first year of life, and then watching how these children change, and nobody sees it like mama does. Dad may be oblivious to some of this stuff, but mama isn't. And when she sees what happens to that baby in the first 24 hours, you've got a lifetime patient.
So our practice, because we've been there 40 years, we have four generations of patients. So that means we've been taking care of, you know, grandparents, the parents.
Yes.
So we're taking care of literally for a lot of three generations. Of course, only four generations because people are just not living that long. But the bottom line for us is that, you know, you said, how do we overcome it? I think listening to Jack, I don't know him well, but I can feel his intention and I can feel his commitment and his assuredness about what we do. And how we overcome that, just like anybody overcomes anything in life, is we know what we do works. We have proof of it empirically. We have proof of it internally. So we have just kept marching on that path. And again, Jack's right. You get a mother that sees her child who's not sleeping or is not functioning or is whatever it is at death's door or has been through hell and gets better, you have a lifetime patient because they see a change. We used to get, I mean, we're in Boston, right? And Boston Children's Hospital is like the, you know, the pinnacle of pediatric care. You should see some of the kids we get from there with hundreds of pages of notes and tests, and they get a diagnosis, failure to thrive. And in under chiropractic care for 6 weeks, all of a sudden the kid's back, they're fine, all the symptoms are gone, they're gaining weight. You know, that kind of stuff, when you see that, when parents see that, and you internalize that, there's no stopping you if you care about humans, if you care about kids, if you care about helping people. There's just no way to stop you listening to the outside voices. Or, you know, they don't stop us for anything. Why would they?
I couldn't possibly agree with him any more than that. It's in the mother's eyes, and it's in and the change that takes place in that child over the next, oh, say, 8 to 12 weeks, sometimes as little as 6 weeks, as Dr. Rosen is saying, because the color comes back, the sharpness in their eyes come back, their reflexes are restored, they're eating and going through regular bowel procedures again.
One of the things that brings you together, I got to wrap it up, Nance, the thing that brings me into focus with the two of you is something that you both share, and that is the use of standard practice minerals, the vitamins, the things that are produced that are all natural. Both of you service your clients with standard process, and that says something to me, maybe more than anything else.
Where do we get the book?
Go to the website. It's allintheheadbook.com, all lowercase, and you could buy it one at a time. You could buy it in bulk. Yeah, so it's allintheheadbook.com.
It's also on Amazon.
It's also on Amazon, but buy it from us. Jeff Bezos.
It's all in the head. The website is allintheheadbook.com. Dr. Martin Rosen, Dr. Nancy Watson, Dr. Jack Stockwell here at 10 before the hour on DJV Health.